Ron Nuremberg has been working the phones and email to city leaders. In a letter to Mayor Julian Castro and City Manager Cheryl Scully, the Associate General Manager for Jazz Station KRTU asked for regular comprehensive public updates on the Pre-K for SA program. Nuremberg is the only one of the three candidates for District 8 to vote for the measure. Rolando Briones and Mike Kieber voted against it.
You know, whether you voted for it or against it is kind of moot at this point. It's here. And so we've got to figure out how to make it work.
Nuremberg also checked up on an issue brought to the candidates during the Mockingbird Hill Neighborhood Association debate about Denman Estate Park. Capped wells have decreased the pond's water levels.
At the end of the day, this council race should be about how can we help our community, how can we do the right thing, and you know, it doesn't have to be after the election.
The city clerk's office tells us they've gotten lots of calls about the pond and treat Nuremberg's request for attention like any other citizen, despite the fact that he is running for office. Parks and Recreation Director Xavier Urrutia agreed with the sentiment.
It would be the same as if any constituent called. I mean, basically what we did is just relay information of what steps we have been taking in the past and what steps we were taking from this point forward.
The city does not have a protocol on candidates acting on an issue. Mockingbird Hill Neighborhood Association President Robert Mann says neighbors perceive Nuremberg's actions positively. Voters will decide if his ambitions will pay off in May. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.